covered by Rashi. Why does the Mishnah emphasize the fact that the king Tachasatzinir, they puzzle the Mayim and show without the Tzinkelim Tachasatzinir, he should become show because the average Silen has a kak, has a biskibol, in order to be reacting the Tzreleis, to purify the water? So that kibol was like a strainer, you know, to be reacting, to drop down. In that biskibol, the Tzreleis. So it has a biskibol, so it should become shown when that score, without recourse to the Kelim that are placed on Hazatim. So the Rashi says, the Ha'ir Mitzir Shekomim is in Chokike. So even though it has a real Chak, a Biskibo, to be Miyakev, to be Mikabe of the Tzreireins, but since that was done after the ceiling was installed to the building, to the Karke, so the mele, he doesn't pass over the shop.
I thought we should also the fact that the water could arrive of its own, so it doesn't have
No, please, don't confuse one thing with the other.
That's my
Shiloh. That's regard to Abiyosi of the Tume.
Oh.
So when does the psul of Abiyosi of the Tume take effect? Only if it is indispensable. And without that, it couldn't be transmitted to the mikveh. But if the water would reach the mikveh anyway, but through that sinea, so it just passes into the mikveh more readily, more quickly. Like this, it would take 5 more minutes or half an hour later to come to the mikveh. But ultimately, it would pass into the mikveh even without the medium of the sinea. So then we don't apply the psul of Abiyosi of it. All right, now we shall cheres chavis. ורחושית כאלה בפוחס מרביס בשל חרס. אף אגב דבידקין שבחרס חושית בדרסיך הסקוטן, כדתנן בפרק בייס, וכאלים בשברי כאלים, וכתנן בפרק בייס וכאלים, בשברי כאלים תנן שום, מלוק עציו ביוריס. Now what? So the Rashi asks a certain question. Now turn to the Mishnah in Perek Beis, the Kelim Mishnah Beis. Kelim, that's the first thing that comes. Hadakim, Perek Beis of Kelim Mishnah Beis. Hadakim Shepet Becharis. Vikarker Nisayim. Vigat Nisayim. Yeshim Shaloi Nisumochim. Shiuron Yodesich Haskoton Babut. In other words, the small Kelim, Dakim Shepet Becharis means the tiny klicheres. They are big klicheres and they are small klicheres. So the smallest kelim in klicheres. So in other words, how small can it be a klicheres? And it should be able to be become to me. In other words, suppose the klicheres is so tiny, it's microscopic. So then it wouldn't be become to me. A microscopic klicheres. Even if it will have a biskibo, but if it is so tiny that you could hardly see it, wouldn't it become a tumme? So it has to have this immune size. The kibbol of the klicheres, in order to be capable of being become a tumme, must have a minimum size. What is the minimum size that the klicheres must have in the kibbol, in its kibbol? In order to be capable of being become a tumme, so Hadakim she klicheres, the kakeriseya. Klicheres means the whole cave, and kakeriseya means the fragments, the smithereens of the klicheres. So how large must a klicheres as a whole cave be in order to be capable of becoming to me? Now there is a loche that a smithereen, a fragment of the klicheres, if it can fulfill a certain function, is also become tumme. In other words, let's say, suppose you have a klicheres and the piece of the klicheres breaks off, but it can still be used. You can still fill it up with water. Sometimes you have a cup and the piece of the cup breaks off, but you can still use it. You can still drink from it and so on. So it's working, yes, it has a potential, a functioning potential, even though it's the calcareous, it's the smithereens, the fragment of the Bechares, so it also has a halation theory, because it can still fulfill a function. So even the fragment of the Bechares can be the calcium. So Hadakij of Bechares, the calcareousian, that means the smithereens of Bechares. Suppose the teeth and the wall of the Bechares broke off, and it can be used for certain tashmishi. So how large must it be in order to be able to be covered today? Yet as long as Yeshmin Shalom is a mach, in other words, suppose you have a smithering, a fragment of the Bechares, that can only be used if you support it. But if you don't support it, it cannot be used. Let's say this broke off from the David of the Bechares, so it cannot be used unless you place it near a chair. So then it can be used, but by itself it has no functioning potential. Then it cannot be counted. But if the fragment is of such character that it can, it has a functioning potential even without supporting it, let's say to a wall, to a table, to a bed. So then it has the chashivus of the keilah, even the fragment, even the smithering, and it can be mikabutu. So hadakin shebech lecheres, the kacharisayan, the kacharisayan, as long as it can stand without being supported, is yeshin shalom yisamachim, shirum on what the minimum shio, mirdeisichas kotten vadluk. In other words, if it can have enough of the kibul of maski, of water, it can contain enough water to anoint a cotton, a baby, so then it's considered to have the chshivus of a keilah. Mivug and misichas cotton v'adluk. In other words, if originally it was the keilah was not larger than the kibul of the luk, and then it broke off, and the fragment of it is capable of containing enough water to be used in Sichas Kotten, so then it can still be Mikabutum. Miluk v'atzobilis. Suppose originally the kibul was more than luk. It was very big lechares. It could contain more than luk of life. And then it broke. So only if the fragment of it can still contain a release of mind. So it has the chshivus of him. Miluk v'atzobilis. So look what the Rash says. Hadakin shebuchares, the Rash, in Peribes of Kei, Mishnah Beis. Hadakin shebuchares, lecheres hadakin, bein shenatzmoni marzikeno shebizichas kotten, bein shenishav nishgeru, v'nishav kakriseyen shuvayim shuvayim, oi dechriseyen. נשארו ויחירו לבדו מישי ולא יסמיכו עדיין קליעים ושיעורו מרזיקים שמן כניסיחס קוטן קליעים אדלוק שיעור זה ניתנו לשיעור עקוי שלא יתחילו עושה אלוק דימו יתחילו עושה יסם אלוק בינו שיעור גודל לשבור יסם זה שיחס קוטן כניסיחס קוטן אלוק בעצור גרביץ זהו שיעור שבורים יסם מסור השיעור קוצר לוק וכן כלום ועוד עם האשמע כאן ויקריחר אסטחילוס אביר בייסיחס קוט ומסרחס מקבוע ניסנא אחי תביצינה לקבל צחרס בשלט קודשו בשל חרס חביץ. So yes, קשה, there is a stira between מישני מקבועיס and the מישני מקבועי. The מישני מקבועי says that when does it have a חלישם קבועי to pass the mind that enter that קבועי into a show only if the keileh is so large that its kibul can contain, it can contain a release. But if the kibul is less than the release capacity, then it doesn't pass the magen with a show. And here it says that as long as it has a kibul that could contain enough shemen to be used in anointing a baby, that's much less than a release. How much energy is used up in smearing the baby? cover the bees. Or maybe even less, but it can cover the bees. So as long as the capacity of the kibble, of the kliheres, is enough to be used on a baby in the sikha of the cotton, so then it has the chshiles of the kele and the sikabutum. So there is a stira. Our Mishnah says that the shiur is in order to puzzle at the show revis. So it has to have the capacity of a revis. And the Mishnah Kehli says that it has to have the capacity of Sikhas Kotten, which is much less. That's the spirit. So he gives a parrot. We cover Tzcheiris Shah. In other words, it all depends. If the Klicheres was made for the purpose of serving as a container from Ashtin, so then as long as it has the capacity of Sikhas Kotten, it has enough chashivas. But if the container was constructed for the purpose of being mikabel tzreiris, that's what we are dealing with. He had a ceiling, a pipe, and he wanted to make a kibbutz in the pipe in order to contain all the tzreiris. So where the purpose of the kibbutz, of constructing the base kibbutz, was to be the akir the tzreiris, then it must be substantially large, so large that it has the capacity of rivers. There's the purpose. But if the kibul of the kliheres was constructed for the purpose of containing liquids, so even if the capacity is much smaller than it is, just to contain kibisichas cotton, it also has the chshives of it. That's the teretz that the Rash gives in Kehl. But let's see what the teretz and the Rash gives here. So he says, ובשלחרס רביז, ורחוש את קוי בפוחס לרביז בשלחרס, אף על גב דבידקי, שבקלחרס, חושי ברבי שיחס קוטן, כדיתנם בפריבי דקיילים. So בשיב לקיילים תנם שום מלוד ויעצור ברביס. So what did he say? Here he is saying so כדיתנם בפריבי כדיתנם בפריבי דקיילים. But b'shivre kelim, nam shom, in shivre kelim, so in shivre kelim, the Mishnah says that only the bees. What does the Mishnah say only the bees? In shivre kelim, the Mishnah says, the bees. In other words, Hadakin Shepri Chere Likat, you're saying that the same Bishvin Shalom Yismochim Shimura Midus Chaskot and Vadlu. So in other words, if originally the size of the Kele in its entirety was not more than the capacity of the Luluk, so then the Shimri Kele, if it is, the Shimri Kele or the Kele itself, if it is, the size of Sichas Kotten, so it tells Echshivas Kelim. But it says, Milug v'yatzor b'rviz. In the original Kelim, while it was intact, before it broke, so we had the size more than a little, and then it broke, so then the fragment, in order to be Mikabu Tume, must have the capacity of being Mikabu Rviz. This is what the Mishnah says. But, so what does the Rash say here? The Rash says, Afo gav de bidaki shem kliheres, choshi bidu de serostotin, gitam feret bei, di kelim, bish, so why do we require here, bishel cheres revis? So the answer is, because bishivri kelim, nam shom, minu gatsob revis. What kind of eternity is it on the steer? But we are not dealing here idea that the coming of the Mishneh does not have reference to Shivrei Kelim. The idea is that first of all, even if the Tanakhamah had reference to Shivrei Kelim, but where does the Mishneh Kelim say that a Shivrei Kelim has to have a capacity of release in order to be able to recover Tumeh? Only if the original Kelim had the capacity more than Ruach. But if the original Kelim did not have a capacity more than Ruach, so even the Shivrei Kelim can be recover Tumeh, as long as it has a capacity of Sechaskot. That's one thing. And then, we couldn't say, that Rashi couldn't say, that the Tanakhamah here has reference to a Shivrei Kelim. Tanakhamah here definitely has reference to a Kelim that is intact. Because Rabbi Yisi says, Al Bisholcheres Kol Shu, Ve'omu Revi'is Ha'u B'Shivrei Klecheres. So in other words, so Rabbi Yisi is Chelik Al Tanakhamah. And Rabbi Yisi says, that we do not need the capacity in order to puzzle the mind that enters that ceiling that has a base kibble. So, that has a base kibble. So the base kibble doesn't have to have the capacity of release. As long as the base kibble has a cultural capacity, even less than Zichaskot. So, it puzzles at each other. That's amazing. But when the camera holds, so in other words, and Moyombo and Rabinzi says, when do we require a capacity of a release? Only if the Kelim is already broken, it woke up. So then, only if it has a kibble for a release, so it will puzzle the water that enters that scenery as shown. Mashinke, if it's intact, if the scenery is intact, and it has a base kibble, and it has a miscible of culture, so it passes the water that enters into that Sinai and show. That's Rabbi. But Tanakhamah says that even though the Sinai with its miscible is intact, not gold, it's not in Shevatele, so it only passes the water if the miscible is a release. But if the miscible is less than a release, not. So what kind of interference does it give? The Rash over there, so he gives the good terms. The Rash over there gives the good terms. But the question is, what kind of terms does he give here? In Kelim, the Rash says that there is a distinction between a biskibble that is constructed for the purpose of containing water, so then, as long as it is capable of containing shemen, in the size of Sichas Kotten, so then it's already has the chshives of the Kelim, it's Mikabel Tomeh, and the Mishneh here Mikvois, where the purpose of the Biskibul was to be Miyakid Tzeres. So then it only acquires the chshives. It only acquires the chshives of a Kelim. It can be covered or it can contain release. Since the purpose of the Biskibul was to be Miyakid Tzeres, so it has to be relatively large. It must have a relatively large Biskibul. What is a relatively large Biskibul? If it is a Biskibul of release. So why does he mention here? So he says, I forgot the Miyakid Tzeres. Choshim Yechzeres Kotten Kiditnam Feld Meir is the Kelim, but Bishivri Kelim Nam Shom Milug Atzi Ober means. So I think that what the Rashiya means is the same thing that he says in Perbeid Kelim. What does he say in Perbeid Kelim? In Perbeid Kelim he says that there is a difference between a biskibul that is constructed for the purpose of containing mashkin. So then, even if it's relatively small, it can contain only kinesichas cotton, so it has enough chshives to be recovered to me. And the case where it was constructed for the purpose of being miyakei tzeres. So the Rash says, So over there, so it is similar to what the Rashi says over there. So over there, the Rashi says that if the purpose of constructing the Meskibu was to be like its relays, so then it does not have enough Chashivas as it came to pass the water that enters into it, unless it has the capacity of a release. Here he says something else. He doesn't say that. He doesn't distinguish this Mishnah from the Mishnah in Kelim on the basis that here the purpose of the construction was to be Nachet Tzeles, and over there the purpose of the construction was to contain water. But here he says, in other words, there is a difference between the Chaweishim Kele in Kele and the Chaweishim Kele, the Chaweishim Kele in quotes. In Kele, so the important thing is not whether it has a Chaweishim Kele. The important thing is whether it has substantial functioning potential. That's the important thing. Because in Kabbalah's Tumeh, whether it is a Miskibu or not a Miskibu, is not essentially important. For example, in Klematres, so even Pshuti Klematres are in Kabbalah Tumeh. Why? Because in Klematres, even if it has no Miskibu, has a substantial function potential. A matres can be used in cutting, in doing this kind of thing, in that kind of thing. So it has chashives, it has substantial functioning potential without this. Chayes creates, does not have such chashives that without the miskibu it should have a substantial functioning potential. So the miskibu is only an ingredient in the substantial functioning potential, but it's not an important aspect per se. Mashin came gabi paslani the water b'teila shubim, so there it's not the substantial functioning potential of the teila. That's not important. Chayyomi has no substantial function potential altogether. Chayyomi is never become to me. With the biskibu, it cannot become to me. But it has no chives. But it still puzzles b'teila smayim shubim on the basis of the fact that it has a Chalei Shem Kli Kibbul, not whether it has important functioning potential, but it has a Chalei Shem Kli Kibbul. So Mele, over there in Kelim, the question is whether the Kli Cheres is large enough to be Mikabel Tumeh, and what is it based upon the substantial functioning potential that the Kli Cheres possesses. So it's long as it can contain enough shemen to prepare a baby, to besoch a baby. So melee, that means that kele is a valuable kele. It has substantial functioning potential. It can be used to contain the shemen that has to be used in anointing the baby. Mashiach came over here. So if the chak in the tzimek, in the ceiling, will be large enough to contain shemen kinesiras kot. So it has for important substantial functioning potential. So it has. So what? But as long as he does not have the chalei shem kleikim, so mele he cannot puzzle the mind that enter into it as mind shubi. So even though the chak in the tzineya is large enough to contain, let's say the chak is as large as this, it couldn't contain a release of mayim, but it could contain enough shemen to be used on a baby. So, but since it cannot contain release mayim, it's not a klikibu. Klikibu means that it can preserve substantial quantity of mash in it. But if it can preserve a minute quantity of mash in it, it does not have the halation with it. So he mentions that you see that that even with Gabi Kabbalah Stume, we find the shield of having the capacity for the beast. In case we are original, it was a large cave, and it had the capacity of Morten Rook, and then it woke up, and the smithering of the Klicheres. The smithering of the Klicheres can contain heavenly beasts of mine, but not the holy beasts, then it cannot be covered to me. Why? Because since the Kele is a smithering, it's not an intact Kele. So only if it has the functioning potential of kibul for a substantial quantity of mashkin, what is considered as a substantial quantity of mashkin release, then it can have the chshivas of the kele. So we see that where the chshivas of the kele is constituted by virtue of the fact that the kele can serve as a great kibul, so you must have a kibul for a substantial quantity of water, not a base kibul for a minute quantity of water. What is a substantial quantity of water? Release. How do we know that a release is considered as a substantial quantity of water in the functioning of kibul? Because we see the Mishnah says in regard to Kabbalah Stume, that if the Kele was originally very large, it had the capacity of Morten Rook, and then a substantial piece broke off. So only if the smithering of that Kele is large enough to preserve the release of Maya, then it's recovered to me. But if it is large enough to preserve, even to contain half a release, three fourths of a release, not the whole release, then it doesn't have the chshivas of the Kele to be recovered to me. Why not? Because since it's a smithering, so the chshivas of its functioning potential must be measured in terms of its potential as a preserver, as a container, as a recovery. So when is it considered to have chshivas as a recovery? Only if it can preserve, it can contain at least a quantity of release, but less than a quantity of release, so it's not a valuable preserver, it's not a valuable container. So Mimele, since the psul of Mayim Shuvim is based upon the fact that the water was contained in a substantial container, so only if the Kele in its original can contain the Cholapoches, a quantity of release. Alright. Hoyo Tzchuris Mischalche und Zechon. Dovod und Mehedek, Shaya Berosh Mischalche, Kayit Itnan, Nisach Eskeli, Mikuf Asachor Yisam Choleres, Vinyismet Eskeloosh Mischalche Lamao, Peislen Es Amikve, Vod Nisbat Lo Kiburi, Vinyir Bash Kogu Amur Akiyok, Esilu Yisim Yechok, Kumsilu Asamayim Agabo, Vosh Yisilu Naale, Talgum Beirach Krishen, what's it? I mean, the Rav makes the same thing. צער מכאן ומכאן כן יציע סמיים וצער, אני לא כנפי, שרוח עד באמצע, ורוח עד וחושב לקבולה, כל זמן שרחוק עד בי וקבל צחץ. Now, for Sunday, so you have to go over the Rash and the Rambam, and you should go over, I'm sorry, I brought here, I'll bring it into this matter, I brought the wrong carpas that's on Horus, on Karis, not on, but I'll bring it into this matter soon. So you'll have to go over the Rambam's Pirush HaMishnah in our text, the Kappa's translation. It will be in this Medrash. So, and then you'll have to look up the Gemara in Gemara Daf Yud Beis, the whole sugya, the Machlekes, Rav Elazar ben Azariah, and the other Tanoim, the whole sugya, and you will look up the Rambam. The Rambam, in Perek Dalet Yuchas Mikvois, so in other words, the whole Perek, I mean, starting from Perek Revi Aloch Aleph up to Perek Hei, especially Aloch Eschez Tesen Yud, Chachmei Amaro, and you look over the Kesef Mishneh, over the Kesef Mishneh, and if you have time, I mean, I don't see why you shouldn't have time, you should look up in the Shiltes, the Shultes on Chumash Vayikro, And the union of Mikvois with the Nitziv's Perish, the Nitziv explains the Goyim's Pshat in the Rambam, Baruch from Shofet. That's in Parshe Tazria, I think. So the Sheikh discusses the
Tal Cheshvan Hashem Tavshim and Beis, November 2nd, 1981,
Bliyai. The Rambam's Pshat in the Perish and Mishneh. And Mishneh Aleph. So there is a difference between our text in Rambam's and Mishneh and Kakach's translation. It's a question of two Maduras. Now, of course, the Shike of the Rambam in the Hazoko is in accordance with the Rambam's Madura Bas, Kakach's translation. And so the Russian of the Rambam, the Rambam in our text, the Rambam says, oh, the Hobby, Omron Tera's Queen, from the Sabun Queen, the Vishay Queen, הרבייסי שרייץ, סמור כוס ליקה, אשר אצלנו מי שפשוט יחלץ מקו ימתונת. מאחה של דמפול חוזר ליקה, או מה שמי שלא תקין, ככה סגו לו, מקו את נעמיים, כי נעמיים המגיע בהם, הם מים שאובים, הוא פייסר לסמיצ'ה, בפלאולי הוא עודי להכיר עם קריאגונים, אשר הוא מקו לוקים, כמו שמתבואר. זאת אומרת, there is the Mechaber, I mean, in the Siyose, mentions from another version in the Rambam's text. And there too, in Kabbalah's translation, we don't see it. So, the Mechaber doesn't mention this Rambam. I mean, the Siyose doesn't mention this Rambam. But he mentions the version of the Rambam in Mishneh Gimel, in our text, not in Kabbalah's translation. So there too, he appears to say that where it has a din kele, even though it doesn't have a biskibul, so it's over, in view of the fact that it's mikabel tume. It's mikabel tume, so there any mind that goes from the tzineya, that is mikabel tume, so becomes shor. And the Rambams and the Pesiosa points out that the Rambam Pirsha Mishneh in Pirik Vov says the reverse. And then he mentions Yosef in Simen Rejal, second Chelik Yerbei. Simen Rejal, it's that Kuvov, I suppose it's the same order in all the Torah Yosef. So in that Kuvov, so he says like this. Simen Rejal, without Sophis, in the Hoshek Kuvov, יראו להובי להביא עוד מים ומקווה, וחוק הדבקו מאחס כמה, כאילו שכותבו, משנה תולדה עוד מקווה, זכי תצינה לקו עשרה ובשלוי, זכור שם, ובשלוחי הסביץ, מכוס רבוש תפלת מייקס, פירושין השם ילדה עוד לסבזנה, רימס, ומקרח מים ומקווה, וחוק הדבקו מה שהזכה בסלסי חוק או צורס, שמפי בין בין המים, וחושב כולה ואין סיכונו, והמים מהים מהגו מהבשול, ועוד איתן יוצאים השחוק להוסיף קובעי, האם יש חוק כדי גונו, ואף נמצוא באחר שחוק הכי, פייסלס המקווה, ועוד יש אין פי עולות בתומש, אבל במקום להתחיל להקים חוק איתן ולכן כדי קרקע עם פייסל המקווה, וכן מכן יש רזר, וכן כוס על זמות סמאג, אבל הרמב״ם כוס על מפרש משנה, so he mentions the name of the smag and the rash and the rosh that even though it was hollowed out, but as long as it doesn't have any skibble, so the mind that passed through that sin air does not become short. Which Amram, what is it?
Which Sifter Rosh Hashanah?
It's not Sifter, it's Bes Yosef. It's Simen Reish Aleph in Yuches Mayim Mikveh. And it's Dab Kubo, the first paragraph. And in the Bes Yosef, Dab Kubo from Dab. Aber der Rambam kostet für die Mischne so, Chete, wo Chete, du Chete. Wie Oma, als ich nur kach Zimmer schreibt, wie Chokat bei, war für die Hohe Kogua, Mikve, ist Chabro, wie Abon Gdanis, wie Rura am Mai, Hazaki, und als ich nur kach Zimmer in meinem Schuh, sie sahen Gott nach Chokot Kuhin, wie Zorchim, hau die Zimmer, sie kommen sich Gott in Koscha, wie Mai Metro, ki bivor bisei pirish nishnezu nira shetayt raima usunsi די חוק כדיקטון היה חוק הרבה יצלעת זה סדר נלוית מה זה תמין? חוק כאילו מסיף קודם לכם שאול even if he didn't make an actual gumo but he just hollowed it out and he fashioned it and he made it adapted for the water to run through it but without the miskibo so if it is חוק כאילו מסיף קודם לכם שאול so that's in line with what the Rambam says here. Why is it that the Bes Yosef mentions the Loshin of the Rambam, the Rosh Mishneh, Mishneh Gimel, and doesn't mention the Loshin of the Rambam in Mishneh Aleph? I don't know, but he mentioned it. כי בדבור עוד בסי פירש מישנה זו נראה שדאי תלמה וחוקי כבקטון אני שחוק הרבה צלעצי סיניה וזה לא לושי מסיאסי אבל בפרקבות מלכס מקוויץ בואו דבורים מבואורים כדור ירוש ורזל וכך הם דיר והרם בפרק המיכס הבייס עם בואו בסק שכוסה וזהו שני צילה שחוק הגיעו לסיף קובן פייצר צמיק ובדיבו הרב ומשמור נראה דהי צילה פורצו כאין חל ונוסו מכחול so in other words from the lotion of the Rashbam in בואו בסק עם בואו בסק צילה שחוק הגיעו לסיף קובן so it's also משמע like the שיקס הרמב״ם here in our text that even when he doesn't have a base kibbutz but as long as he hollowed it out while it was stoshed before it was installed in the kark before it was attached to the building to the roof if he hollowed it out while it was completely tolosh so then it acquired the shem keilei be tolosh so even though he doesn't have a base kibbutz but since it mikabel tumei since it's the Kabbalah Tumeh, so in Mele, it has the Chshuvah of the Keleh. If it has the Chshuvah of the Keleh, so any water that passes through it becomes Shor. That's the Rashbam Shiteh. And the Ran is massive than the Rashbam. So in other words, the Rambam Shiteh in our text it coincides with the Shiteh of the Rashbam. But also the Shem Achilikah. וכך הם דיבר הרם בפרח המיכס הבית שכוסה וזהו שני צינר שחוקי כי הוא יפסיד קופי I have another tour I mean I'm not going to tell you how you should distribute that tour your day the צינר קובו so this is the צינר קובו so it's Omidal So, the first part, Abraham composed to it, yeah, one second. The Tachin here, Ram, the Tere Kamecha, Zabai, the Tere Kamecha, Tere Shvot, the Tere Kamecha, 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 I mean, it's very difficult. It's a mission of Voreshes. The Mishnah says that even if the Sile is made in such a way that it is so mikam, very narrow at both ends, at both mouths, at both openings, and in the middle it's wide, so the middle of the water becomes retained there, but so it has a biscuit, but it wasn't done deliberately in order that it should have a biskibul. It was made by itself through it was made by itself. So, but the purpose wasn't that it should serve as a biskibul. So, it doesn't become shalvah. It has no biskibul. Just fashioned out. fashioned out. So certainly, I mean, what will the Rambam and the Hashbam do with that Mishneh? So obviously, if they will apply the Mishneh to the case now, even though the halacha is that Pshuti creates is Mikabel Tume with Rabon, and Pshuti with Matres is Mikabel Tume with Raise, but only Pshuti with Matres is Mikabel Tume with Raise, and Pshuti creates is Mikabel Tume with Rabon. But Gerik with Matres is not Mikabel Tume. What's the difference between a geomical matres, that's the Mishnah is a geomical matres, and pshutical matres? Geomical matres means it wasn't fashioned into a certain utensil that will be able to fulfill a certain function. That's a metal bar that was not fashioned into a specific utensil. So that's a geomical matres, that's not the Kabbal Tumeh. Now, Pshutikolates, we say that is the Kabbal Tumeh the Rabbanon, it means Pshutikolates, like, let's say, a shovel. So it was fashioned into a specific utensil, so that you'll be able to fulfill a certain function. The bakers will be able to use it to put in, let's say, pastries into the stove or to take out. So then it's a kabotome. But if it is a crude piece of metal, so then that's certainly not a kabotome. Apparently they will say that when the Mishnah says, Sineya, that he says, Sirei Shmutzon Mikan Mikan V'Rochei V'Emtza. So the Mishnah is reference to a kind of a sirei that wasn't completely finished as a utensil, as a pipe through which water would once flow. In other words, it wasn't completely finished. But it is a pipe, but it's not completely finished. So then it's still considered like Gilbert creates, or even if it's Matres, Gilbert Matres. When does it become Gilbert Matres if it was completely processed and finished and adapted as a utensil to fulfill a certain function? But suppose the woman, the worker, did not do a good job on it and it's not completely finished, then it's not the Kabbal Tumeh. So the Chiddush is, so the male doesn't have the shekel, because it's not completely finished. But it happens to have a narrow openings at both ends, and the middle is wide, so the male, it retains the water. So we say, mitzad the kelim that has the functioning potential, so it's still very great. It's not a finished product. So the Kabbal Tumeh it is, so it doesn't have the Chiddush of the Kelim. But if the base kibbutz had been constructed deliberately, so without having the Chiddush of the Kelim, it would be made chov, the water that passed through it would become chov, like Kli Goyim, Kli Avonim. So they never had the Chiddush of the Kelim. They do not have the Chiddush of the Kelim. And still, if they have a base kibbutz and if the base kibbutz was constructed deliberately, so then any water that goes into it becomes chov. But in view of the fact that the base kibbutz was not constructed deliberately and it's not a finished product, it's still unfinished, so in the melee, the water does not become chov. That's what the Rambam will have to say. Anyway, the Rambam, the whole Kaidam and Pichos HaMikri, the Rambam that do the grace, Sirin Shutzom Mikam and Mikam and Baruch and Behemtza in the Pesel, Mipnei Shei Nasa and Kabol, Aum and the Chok Shei Yosef and Kabol and the Pesel, and Rabbah the High Tzirah in Shuhokok and Kabol and the צורים, שככה הוא נדע אותו, לזס ונקשיבו באמצע, כן, שיסעת בשם הצורס, וכיבו שיש לו נסקיבו, צורים וספריקוס, המקווה, עד כמה שני, וככה הם דיו הרמב״ם שם, וכיבו שם הרמב״ם בפרבי נשמץ. Now, the Kappa's translation, so where is in Mishnah Aleph? So, in our text, the Rambam says that if it was Chotikei Seif Kovei, so then the water that passes through it, through the Tzimei, actually, it will become Shol, because with Rabbonim it's Mekshubik Rei, it's Mekabit Kume. So here he says just the reverse. Here he says, Tzimei, he killed in Koba Sakero de Kalka, Udono, Baka Hoka Kobeskibo. So there, the Utibu Dova Zeim Hoki came with Zeim Kobe. In other words, if he was Hiki Kibiskibo, not treated for AIDS. Natamshi is killed, where we can aspire of the Tosh. Now,
it doesn't matter that the function of the base kibble is not directly related to the water coming into the mikveh, but in fact it serves to stop the mikveh water from not getting is caught up in the great gutter.
Yes, it was constructed deliberately to serve as this kibble for something. Whether it was constructed deliberately to serve as this kibble for mashkin, for water, or to serve as this kibble for chips, for tzeh, it doesn't make any difference. As long as a miskibul was deliberately constructed to serve as such.
So when Kapak defines the Rambam,
the Rambam's Padunet Basra, she means that even if it is Mikabit Tumi, it takes the Shiva Savakele,